A very warm welcome to Forest FM 92.3 and the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Uri Tuttiot, and I'm with you until 6 p.m. today on Sunday the 13th of October with some Eurovision music.
Kasia Mosh from Poland.
Hi, hello, this is Salvador from Portugal.
Hi, this is Jessica Malboy from Australia. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
That's Denmark's Eurovision entry in 1989 from Bert de Kerr and the song Vi Mela Buren Rød. Yeah, which means we're painting the town red. Danish is a very difficult language to speak. See, and I just showed it there. Well, that Danish entry came third with 111 points at the 1989 contest in Lausanne, Switzerland. A beautiful song, probably the best Danish Eurovision entry ever, maybe. All controversial moment there. Yes, especially if there's any Danes, because I'm sure many of them will argue with you. And argue with me, probably, on Facebook and Twitter. But don't. You got your opinions. But that's cool. That's cool. Right. Yes, and you can share your opinions, and I would love to get your requests as well. You can send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase, so you can comment on there, send us a message, of course, or you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. It would be lovely to hear from you, and I hope you enjoy your stay here on The Eurovision Showcase up till 6 p.m. this evening. Right, now we're flying a little bit backwards from 1989 to 1986. Yes, and it was the contest held in the city of Bergen in Norway. It was the first time that Norway hosted the Eurovision Song Contest, and the incredible diva herself, Arsa Kleveland, was the host. And she is, oh my gosh, she knows how to command a stage, and let alone a stage, and control the voting procedures, etc. She was very good. She was very good. One of the best presenters, I think. So, even though she liked to say 1986 during the contest, which obviously for an English speaker, it doesn't sound particularly right. But, anyways, I digress. The song we're going to hear from the 1986 contest comes from Spain. I've never played this on the show. It's actually not bad. I was re-listening to it the other day. So, this is the great song, Valentino, from the group Cadillac. Here is Spain, 1986.
Champán y seducción.
Ah, oh, that is LT United, bringing back so many memories from the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest in Athens, Greece. That is the song "We Are the Winners." I don't really needed to tell you that, did you? Did I? Sorry. That is Lithuania's Eurovision entry in 2006, and still to this very date, Lithuania's most successful entry at the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, Lithuania are probably one of the most least successful Eurovision countries, being in the Baltic and being next to Latvia and Estonia. Lithuania are probably they are statistically the less successful, because they have not won a contest, and sixth is their highest placing ever at Eurovision. But I mean, in LT United's case, the band really hoped that Europe's sense of humour would assist their entry to success. Though the crowd, oh gosh, in Athens gave them an incredibly mixed reaction. And it's just absolutely bizarre. But obviously in the winners' press conference that year, Lordi, who won for Finland that year with Hard Rock Hallelujah, joked about the Lithuanian song and at the press conference, and said that, and they sang "We Are the Winners," not the whole song of course, but it made sense, you know. So, but they got 12 points from Ireland and 10 points from Iceland, Latvia and us, the UK. Oh dear. But it got wide appeal right across Europe, so it goes to show that funny sort of jokey entries like that do sometimes do quite well at the Eurovision Song Contest. And probably the most famous one of them all is Germany's entry in 1979. This became a huge hit for the group, that especially right across Europe. Now this song also charted incredibly heavily in Japan, and there have been various different versions of the song. It's absolutely crazy, but it's awesome and legendary. So here is Germany 1979, and this entry for them came fourth. Yes, fourth with 86 points. Here is Genghis Khan with Genghis Khan. Enjoy. Alle blind.
special meaning or plan. How could I be a happy man? That just like in a love song you're here, making each day seem so clear. Now I can smile.
That was very 70s. Dear. Ireland 1979. Now that song, would you believe, came, what was it, fifth with 80 points. Cathal Dunn with Happy Man. Yes, now the funny thing with Cathal is actually he went over and moved to the United States in 1982. And He's sort of tempted to move there permanently the following year in 1983. And since then, Dunn has made himself as a singer of traditional Irish ballads, as well as released a number of albums. He's also performed comedy routines and show tunes. And he currently lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania with his wife, Kathleen, and son Ryan. Now, you couldn't get any more Irish than that, could you? But he was born in 1951 in Cork. Yes, so he's considerably older than my parents. Well, considerably. Six years than my mum and seven as my dad. God, but they're going to kill me if they hear this. Hello, Rob. This is a good time to introduce you. How are things?
Very well, how are you?
Very good, very good. I'm suffering with a cold this week, sadly, dear. Yes, I am. Yeah, Rob's looking at me like, no, are you? But yes, I have been.
Oh, I didn't know.
Dear, oh dear, you haven't been paying attention.
Well, it's the cat that's been sneezing.
Yeah, poor old Stanley, the gorgeous manly.
Yep.
Yes. Anyways, we have to move swiftly on before this gets incredibly embarrassing. It is now time for us to do this regular segment, which we love a lot, and I hope you do too. Well, at least that's what you guys say to us, that it is good. So, well then, Rob, what is it?
Rob's Random Request.
Okay, so Rob has got the two hats. We've got little bits of paper in both of these hats. Now, the first hat that we got is little bits of paper with years on there. So all the way from 1956 to 2019. And then in the other hat, we've got little bits of paper with countries on, reaching alphabetically from A, Andorra, to Y, Yugoslavia. There's no countries with a Z. So, well, at least not in Europe anyway, or competed at Eurovision. I'm still waiting for Zimbabwe and Zambia. Right, Rob, which year are we going to do this week, my love?
Okay, hang on, I got one.
Okay, and it is
1961.
Oh, okay. So that was in Cannes in France, not Cannes.
In South.
Yeah, and Luxembourg won.
I think we're going to visit Cannes next year.
Oh, I hope so.
So we're staying in Nice, so I thought we'll do a day trip to Cannes and Antibes.
Oh, Antibes! I can't wait. Right, my darling. Let's see if we got a 1961.
This could take a while.
Yeah, it could do. Oh, Slovenia. Yugoslavia debuted in 1962, so... Okay. Oh, gosh.
Croatia, we're getting them all now.
We're getting all the Balkans, you see. All right, so that's country number two out the hat, which we can't do. Oh, the next one, Ireland. Now, that was 1965 they debuted. Okay. Oh, the United Kingdom. Gosh. I played this song, I think, last week or the week before.
It doesn't matter. You've got to play again.
You've got to play again. Well, this is quite good. We came second. It's awesome. I think everybody knows this song. It's awesome. It's the Allisons with Are You Sure?
Yeah. while you dance beneath an angry star. I'm chasing rainbows across the sun, and in this mad equation I still believe that we can be in harmony, you and me, a chorus in your lonely symphony.
Lonely Symphony by Francis Raphael, coming 10th for the United Kingdom at the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, Ireland. And now it is time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Okay, it is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today on Sunday the 13th of October 2019. Now we have our second entrant for Eurovision 2020. Blas Canto will represent Spain in Rotterdam at the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest. RTVE made the surprise announcement 2 weeks ago Saturday, yes, after teasing everybody on Twitter who thought it could have actually been Ruth Lorenzo. There was lots of, and many other Spanish artists. There was lots of teasers and everything, and all of a sudden there was a live video on Instagram showing Blas Canto introducing himself to the world and being the Spanish representative for this year's next year's Eurovision Song Contest. Now, the French delegation have confirmed that they will have a national final next year, but they're unsure if Destination Eurovision will be the name of the contest, but they basically want to keep the French Eurovision participant big news in France and have maximum exposure on television and radio, so keep your eyes open for that. Now, in Malta's X Factor, the winner will once again go to Eurovision, as Michaela did this year, and so we hope that it works again for Malta, at least in the Get a Better result. I hope so. In the Netherlands, Duncan Lawrence, the Eurovision winner of 2019, has been awarded the best TV moment of the year in the Netherlands. And finally, there are brand new singles for two 2018 Eurovision participants, Madame Monsieur from France, and also Jessica Malboy from Australia. That is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am your host, Kieran Ari Tassiot.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcased? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello? This is Nicole from Germany.
Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Sonne für diese Erde, auf der wir wohnen. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Freude, ein bisschen Wärme, das wünsch ich mir.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia.
Get on it, get on it.
This is Birgitta from Iceland.
Open your heart, show me the pain. It's all part of who you are.
Hello, this is Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Maria Magdalena, guide me on my way. Keep me warm until our judgment day.
Amen.
are Tony Vegas representing Austria in 1993 with Maria Magdalena, one of my real guilty favourites. Now, quickly moving on to a winner of the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest. This is an incredible song. Well, I don't know if you can call it a song, to be honest, but the music is beautiful. Yes, Norway's winner in 1995 was from Secret Garden. The song is called Nocturne, and one of my biggest memories of this song in particular is I was on holiday in Barcelona in 2010. I'm sure it's 2010, and it was April time, and in Barcelona there is this humongous fountain that does various splits and splats and all sorts of things, goes up into the air, lots of lights and colors and everything, and it's just absolutely stunning. And they do it against music, and one of the songs that was there while this was going on was Nocturne from Secret Garden. Now, as a young Eurovision fan back then in 2010, oh my goodness me, I went crazy. I loved it, and it was incredibly moving. So let's play you the incredible piece of music right now. This is Norway's Eurovision winner, 1995. No. Thank you. Marina Elleman representing Sweden in 2009 with Lovoir. Yes. Do you know, it's funny, every time I think of that song, I think of Hyacinth Bouquet going, the bouquet residence, the lady of the house speaking, don't you think? Well, I certainly do. I'm slightly obsessed with that show, I must admit. Still, many years on, that show is amazing. Oh, yes. Now, it's time for us, to basically dream of a song which could have represented the United Kingdom when we didn't do so well. Yes.
Dream world, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream world, across the clear blue sky.
So this week, we're going to do 1995. Now, 1995, the UK didn't do too badly. We sent Love City Groove with Love City Groove, the first ever rap song to the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it divided opinion straight down the middle, and it was very controversial at the time. Now, the and also, our UK national final was star-studded. We had Samantha Fox, of course. We had Dear John. Oh, that's a great song. The Gift of Love. Oh, but the UK changed things up in 1995. So clearly the BBC were like, oh, we need to change things up. Because for the last 3 years beforehand, so 92, 93 and 94... we had Michael Ball, Sonia, and Francis Raphael, who all three of them had basically their own national final with eight songs, and then the public voted for which song they wanted to represent the UK. So they had a choice of eight with one artist. But they had an open succession, and oh, not forgetting Juice. How can I not forget Deuce? That was an amazing song as well. I had to mention them because I feel awful if I don't. And So we had a big national final, eight songs, Love City Groove won. But if the UK really wanted to do like an internal selection, which, to be fair, wasn't very often back then in the 90s, I think maybe the UK could have done a little bit better. Now, this song, which I'm going to play for you, is from one of the most famous British groups. They are awesome. The female singer is going still very strong now and has gone solo. And now this particular song I'm going to play for you is 3.5 minutes. So it's quite close to the Eurovision marking that a song has to be maximum of 3 minutes. And this particular song charted in the United States as Billboard Hot Dance Play Chart. Also, here in the UK, obviously, Finland, Iceland, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Belgium, Switzerland, and Germany. Yes, I'm talking about M People. And in 1995, they released this song on the 23rd of January, 1995. This is awesome. I know, I can't wait to play it for you. Yes, it's called Open Up Your Heart. Boo, 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 boo.
You.
Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. Now, we're going to the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest, and we're going to hear a song that represented France in 1988. Now, this gentleman who's going to represent France in 1988 is Gérard Lenormand. He was born on the 9th of February 1945, and he is from a beautiful place in Calvados in France, near Caen, and in the town of Bienville. Bienville is the scene of where the Pegasus Bridge is, the famous Pegasus Bridge from 1944 and the Second World War. He is still a very popular singer in France. He is 74 years old. He's still releasing albums, and the man can do no wrong to me. This is one of my real, real favourite Eurovision moments and songs. I do love the song. It's a very, very traditional French male ballad, but it's beautiful and it's really, really lovely. So here we are. Here is Gérard Lenormand with Chante et Chame, which means in English, crooner. Yes, so here's France 1988 from the RDS Arena in Dublin, Ireland.
Besoin d'entendre des chansons tendres, des colliers, des mots qui dansent sur du papier. Besoin de croire toutes ces histoires de trois fois rien qui riment mal, qui font du bien. Rien n'a jamais empêché qu'on les mette en musique. Ces sentiments légers, rabâchés, romantiques. Chanteurs de charme, c'est beau, c'est grand, c'est merveilleux. Chanteurs de charme, chanteurs de charme. Passion d'été, couleur du temps, soleil d'hiver, pluie de printemps. L'histoire des hommes, les rois, les fous, les conquérants, chercher la belle au bois dormant. Tiens, des pianos clairs de lune qui se baladent en pause. Et mon cœur à la une qui bêtement se propose. Le chanteur de charme, c'est beau, c'est grand, c'est merveilleux. Le chanteur de charme et qui fait s'aimer les amoureux dans le bas.
Gérard Lenormand, Chanteur de Chame for France at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh my goodness, it's been a long week, guys, and I'm so sorry. That's it for another week here of the Eurovision Showcase, another episode. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, if you've missed the rest of the show or any previous shows, then you can listen to them via Mixcloud, Spotify, or any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM and have a look at our social media channels. So take care and have a wonderful week. Stay safe. Arrivederci, au revoir, have you seen Visla Dobizenia, and I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo!